I saw you from across the crowded room. A shaft of light, a solitary bloom. Your smile seemed meant for me, a silent plea. A future that was not yet meant to be. But in my heart a hopeful seed was sown. A feeling I had thought I'd never own. A chance to speak a word from my good friend. A conversation I thought would never end. But when I spoke of things that mattered most to me, your eyes grew cold as they could be. The warmth I thought I'd seen was just a lie, a carefully constructed cold reply. And that's when I knew you'd become my nemesis. You're a acerbic wit. You're cold and nemesis. My every word. You'd subtly undermine the chance for love. Turn to a battle line. Yes, you became the one. The bitter thorn on what I thought would be a rose. I mentioned my collection, my restored vintage car. You called it sad, said it hadn't gotten far. Question my choices, my taste, my very soul, and left my hopeful, fragile spirit less than whole. A lack of grace, a lack of common courtesy, a monumental, stark hostility. And that's when I become my nemesis. You're a acerbic wit. You're cold analysis. My every word. You'd subtly undermine a chance for love. Turn to a battle line. Oh, you became the one I must oppose. A bitter thorn on what I thought would be a rose. Perhaps the fault was mine to hope, to dream, to misread all the signals, so it seems. But to be treated with such sheer disdain, well, that's a a lingering your cold analysis, my every word. You'd subtly undermine. You turned our chance to a battle line. You'll always be the one. set a thorn on what I thought would be a rose. If I saw your house on fire, I'd probably just wonder if you'd remember to pay your insurance premium. And